I'm Katie Harrison, and this is the Awaken Your Glow podcast. Together, we are going to create a new way of being radiantly healthy. And in the process, we will have so much fun. Hello, and welcome to this episode, which I'm not really sure yet what the topic is going to be. Hopefully, by the time I'm done telling you the story of my day, I will know a little bit more about the themes that I am wishing to share with you. It's basically all about this delightful journey of awakening and the wibble wobbles that occur along the way and how judgment can be felt, released, and risen above to create anew. So I'll start out maybe from the beginning. My morning, I was sitting on the porch, journaling back home after a long weekend away, feeling so abundant, connected, full of love and joy and inspiration, and was absolutely excited to have some space today for creating, not really knowing what I wanted to create, but just feeling that connection to inspiration and the delight in the opportunity of space for creation. And I came inside and Tom was sitting at his computer and mentioned that our credit card statement was more than it usually was. And as he said that, I could instantly feel my body tighten up a little bit. I really love to exchange the energy of money for delightful experiences. I love to share. I love to buy gifts. And the past weekend, I had just spent with girlfriends, and we had, some might say spent money, but I will say exchange the delightful energy of money for an experience at the beautiful Nordic Spa in Girdwood, for a stunning rental home with a porch overlooking the mountains and a steam shower that was the most exquisite thing I've ever experienced. And then wonderful, beautifully, gorgeously created meals together. And as he's saying that our credit card is more than it usually is, and I thought that we agreed we were going to try to keep it under this limit, I felt the defensiveness clam up, tighten up within me. I felt as if I was being judged maybe for, quote, irresponsible behavior, in his opinion, as he went through the credit card charges and was kind of pointing out each one and asking what they were. I perhaps have a different philosophy on the idea of abundance than Tom does. And this can sometimes result in a difference of opinion in our relationship. But as he was sharing with me his feelings, I could feel kind of the energy of judgment just sitting in my body and the tears spring forth. And then I could see my mind saying, well, I will just work hard and make more money, and then I can spend it on whatever I like, and that'll show him. And I recognized my mind wanting to come to my defenses. And I know that I want to create abundance, to know abundance, to know the truth of abundance in every now in a new way. And I am exploring this new way of being with money and prosperity and abundance. And it does look different, perhaps, than the way I chose to make money in the past. For example, maybe my prior beliefs were, if you work hard, A, then B, money will follow. You work hard, you make money. A equals the result of B. But what I'm experiencing more than ever, especially now that we've retired, is that when I create in joy without any expectation to outcome, abundance flows, and it flows in so many more ways than money, and in so many more ways than I could ever imagine. So, for example, now when I create or play in inspiration and joy, we'll call that A, then B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. And this shows up in the most wonderful, surprising ways, which maybe I'll get to later. But I was sitting with Tom in this moment and this wibble wobble of, I want to be in the energy of abundance and exchange money for these experiences and give and receive and give and receive and just not tune in to that belief in scarcity or not enough, because I know there is more than enough. And I don't really like budgeting. So this is what I'm stepping into. And I'm in this moment with Tom in the kitchen, in the cusp of the wibble wobble of feeling judged, feeling not enough. I'm not making enough money. I'm spending too much money, in his opinion. And as I'm feeling this, I'm trying to share what I'm experiencing with him. And then the tears are coming. And I just said, Tom, I'm going to go have some space. I'm just going to cry and feel these feelings. And he's like, good luck. And he's totally understanding of that situation. So I decide to go on one of my very favorite hiking trails. It's early in the morning, and I'm just feeling the tears. I know that his words have poked a little sensitive spot in me. Maybe this old belief of, I'm not enough because I don't have enough money. I'm not making enough money. I'm not creating enough money. That's this old belief that maybe stems from experiences in childhood. And it's poking this little tiny part of me. And because I can feel the judgment in me, it is my job to clean that up, because I can tell that that judgment has brought me down into a denser space than I was in that early morning energy of connection and receiving and knowing my truth. So it's my job to clean it up. This has nothing to do with Tom. I am not blaming him. I'm not upset with him. I have something in me, self-judgment, that's ready to be released. And as I'm walking along and having the tears just flow, I get this flashback to probably about a month before my mom passed on. And we're sitting together in Austin in the wee hours of the night when she's not sleeping. She's knows that she has cancer, and we're still waiting for results on how maybe long she might have or what the stage of her cancer is. And she says to me, you know, I have guilt in me for your childhood, for the way you kids were raised, because often there just wasn't enough money. And in that moment, I just told her, Mom, I would not trade my childhood for anything. We had the most abundant and unique experiences in terms of how you and Dad provided for us by living off the land, by growing a garden, by making our clothes, by making all of our food from scratch, hunting, fishing, trapping. My childhood was so healthy and unique, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. I just really wanted to assure her that, so there wouldn't be any guilt left in her for feeling that way. But as I had that flashback of what my mom had said, it showed me that perhaps there was still a little part of my childhood fear inside, the fear of perhaps being not enough, because maybe my family didn't have as much money as other people that I knew, or being judged for the type of food I was eating or the clothes that I was wearing. And so that flashback of My mom sharing that just really pointed to me, okay, maybe I'm clearing up some energy, generational energy here that was left behind, the not enough due to money. And as I felt into that, the clouds just kind of parted, and directly ahead, the sun shone down on my face. And I know this is my mom's energy. And I guess this is going to be a little sidetrack. Just imagine it like we've been walking on this trail of a story. And now I'm going to do a sidetrack to share how I know that's my mom's energy. A few days before she passed, we were in her house in Fairbanks, and the sun was out on the porch, and she expressed a desire to be pushed in the wheelchair out onto the porch. And I wrapped her in a blanket, and my dad and I went out, and we sat in the sun, and the sun was shining on our faces. Her eyes were closed, and she was facing the sun, and she was just absorbing it, and she was silent, and she was present. And then my dad was afraid he was getting sunburned, so he went inside. And she and I just sat on the porch in the sun, and we listened to the birds. And I just felt that receiving of the light was almost like a message to me that she would be with me in the sunshine, in the light. And then in the next couple of days, when she was getting close to passing, she would mention light and love and light and love and this idea. And then to continue on this sidetrack, the day after she passed, when I was sitting on the couch in my parents' home, journaling in the early morning before anyone else had woken up, the sun coming through the window where I was sitting just shone on my face, and I knew the energy of my mom was with me. And oh, this has happened so many times. When I think of my mom and I'm outside, the clouds will move and the sun will shine down at me. When I'm in different homes, Airbnbs or friends' houses, and I'm journaling in the morning, wherever I choose to sit is where the sun is going to come in and hit me at that time. So my mom, I felt the energy of her was there and saying, we can do this. We can clear this belief in not enough regarding money. It doesn't need to be in you anymore. Feeling that judgment, crying those tears, just really parted the clouds of the judgment and allowed me to step into the sunshine once again. Which, funnily enough, was a song on a record that my mom would play for us when we were kids in the morning. We'd be sleeping, and then all of a sudden, we'd hear the record player at the bottom of the stairs, and the song would start, "Step into the sunshine and out of the rain," blah, blah, blah. But step into the sunshine is what I felt in that moment. And then I'm just feeling her presence. I'm feeling her love. I'm walking through the woods and I'm so much lighter. I'm looking around me and I'm seeing the layers of the green plants and trees surrounding me, almost like this tunnel around me of green. I'm noticing that the berries are starting to come out, the huckleberries, the watermelon berries, the cranberries, the rose hips are showing up. And I'm just thinking, wow, this is so much abundance. And then I get to my favorite part of the trail, my two favorite birch trees, one on either side. It's at the top of the hill on this trail, and I always stop. And I hug them. And the first tree that I hug, I just put my cheek on the tree and I squeeze it so tight. And I'm feeling this energy of connection. It's like my skin just evaporates and the energy of me is united back into the great oneness. And I feel that connection to all that is and the true abundance that you really find in nature. And that feels amazing. And then I cross the path and I go to my other favorite birch tree and I give it a squeeze. And this is the birch tree that usually gives me a word to ponder as I continue my hike. And the word today is rise, which of course is my word of the year. And I'm just given the sensation of rise back into oneness, rise back into your truth, abundance, prosperity. It's all here. And I'm feeling this. But I do still have some questions. I have some questions for source as I continue along. So, in my mind, I'm having a conversation with source, which, by the way, do you remember that book, Conversations with God, and when it came out so many years ago? And I remember thinking, ah, oh, if only I could have conversations with God. Well, guess what, you guys? You can too. I can. You can. We all can. This is not something special. This is not something unique to that author whose name I'm forgetting now. This is something that we can all do. So I'm having my conversation with Source and I'm asking, I know that I am abundant. I know I am prosperous. I know there's always more than enough. But how do Tom and I co-create in our relationship if his philosophy is different? And then I hear the question, well, are you allowing his beliefs and his choices? And my mind wants to say, well, yes, I'm allowing, but how am I going to get what I want if I honor his desires? In other words, how am I going to get to exchange the energy of money freely and knowing there's always enough? How are my behaviors going to have to change if I honor his desires, which, for example, is maybe keeping the credit card under a certain limit? And then I hear the question from Source. Well, are there actually any behaviors in this now that I want to do that he would be upset about that wouldn't honor his desires? And I'm thinking, well, no, right now in this moment, there's nothing I don't even have a credit card on me. There's nothing I want to do that would not be honoring his desires. And then instantly I could see how my mind had been jumping to the future. Well, what about in the future if I want to do this? And then what do I do? Because if Tom doesn't want me to, but I really want to do it, then what do I do? How do I make that decision? Like I'm already in the future predicting that who I am is going to be restricted. And that flow of energetic abundance, which I so enjoy, will have to stop. All sources saying, come back to this now. Stop wibble wobbling and dabbling into the future. Come to this now. Solidify your belief. Can he have his beliefs? Can I truly allow them? And can I still know the truth of abundance? And the answer is yes. And actually, his comments this morning have really pointed this arrow to this part of me that I actually want to clean up, this self-judgment in me that stems back maybe even generations. I want to release that because I know that expands me into even more abundance. So he can have his beliefs. In this now, I can continue to activate my own belief and I don't have to worry about the future. So then I'm just feeling once again so grateful and abundant. And as I am in this gorgeous place, energetic place once again, Source is reminding me the past 2 weeks, just all the evidence I've collected and put into my little magical journal of the ways that abundance shows up. And I'm going to share some of the ways just because I think our minds, when we think about money, are so pinpointed into this idea of an actual paycheck or money showing up in our bank. But when we open to all the ways that abundance is already here, well, what we appreciates. So just to highlight some of the ways that I've experienced this wonderful prosperity, even just over the past week and a half, would be homemade cookies being dropped off at my house. My neighbor inviting me over to pick vegetables in her garden. A friend stopped by just yesterday and dropped off fresh sockeye salmon. My niece and her boyfriend drove 5 hours to deliver a gorgeous care package of homemade meals from my sister and my dad. My niece made cookies. She bought us flowers. She made us sweet potatoes and vegetables, and she brought chocolate and trail mix and an extra bag of M&Ms because she knows that typically with trail mix, I just pick up the M&Ms. So she showed up with all of that with her boyfriend to surprise us. When I was in Fairbanks, we got to enjoy my sister's lake house, the abundance of water toys and food and beverages and games and laughter. And that felt so outrageously abundant. My dad and I stumbled across a peony farm that was giving out peonies for free. Here's a funny one. Yesterday, my friend and I got takeout food, and the restaurant gave us a whole wad, an abundant wad of napkins. So I'm abundant in napkins, which I got to put in my car, Papier-H, in case I have any spills. A friend gave us a handmade watercolored card. A neighbor just came by and dropped off all these pieces of freshly milled birchwood, which is so crazy because on my little girlfriend adventure, I'd been inspired by this piece of wood art and I took a picture of it. It's like a sun with all these different rays, pieces of wood coming out of it. And what our neighbor just dropped by randomly, I don't even know why, is exactly what I would need, or maybe Tom would need, to make this gorgeous piece of art. When I was in Fairbanks, a family friend came over with this gorgeous hanging pot overflowing with flowers. There is just so much abundance. I can't even talk about all the pennies that I find on the ground or in the most random places. I even feel overwhelmingly abundant when I see my magical number 74. When it shows up anywhere, I just vibrate in the energy of magic and abundance. So I'm finishing my hike. I am once again floating in that dimension of pure love, pure abundance, pure inspiration. And I check my phone and I have a message from my friend Elizabeth. I haven't talked to her in a while and she's just reaching out to say, thinking of you and sending love. And I think, oh, I'm so abundant with friends. And then another friend, my dear friend Shannon, who's coming up in a few days to visit, says, "Can I get you anything at Trader Joe's? I have an empty cooler. I'm going to fill it up with Trader Joe's stuff." And I think, oh my gosh, are you even kidding me with this abundance? So, coming back, let's see if I can kind of tease out a theme of this podcast. If I can wander around that whole story that I just shared, the themes I think that I would pull out are that judgment, self-judgment, and judgment of others is one of the densest energies, and it blocks the flow of inspiration, of abundance, of connection to source, of connection to all that is. So if you sense judgment in you, you have an opportunity to feel it and maybe even release stagnant judgment, to feel those emotions, to let them pass through, and then to choose, what do I believe? How do I want to create in this planet? And then the other theme I'd like to address is the idea of allowing others to have their beliefs. And to not say, for example, well, I can't do this because so and so is preventing me. You get to choose for you, and everyone else gets to choose for themselves. I would also like to say a theme is responsibility for cleaning up your own inner space. Don't worry about anyone else's inner space. You have the great power, the honor, the responsibility to clean up your inner space. So, boom, now I'm back in that truth, that vibration of prosperity and abundance. And here's something even more exciting. I'm just realizing that it is almost 3 o'clock, and at 3 o'clock, I have a free personal training session with a physical therapist. And I'm so excited. It was something that came up through our health insurance. And I said, why not? So I am about to go and have a meeting with a physical therapist to see what she can teach me about my form and a plan for staying healthy and active and radiantly alive in my body. So that's my sign to say goodbye for now, sending so much love, and I'll see you next time. I so loved sharing this joyful space with you. I can't wait to do it again. In the meantime, please email me your questions, Katie at awakenyourglow.com. Sending so much love.